B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you raise it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
NFLPA felt if we push it back, who's to say that this country won't be in worse shape 3 weeks from now? Who's to say that people will be able to fly at that point in time? There could be more quarantines. And so the NFLPA wanted it to go off. Now, I will say this. The amount of furor and anger that this has created around the league, I think, is something that I've never before seen. There are head coaches, general managers, agents, players reaching out who are incensed that the league year is beginning, and they can't understand how countries like Italy and France and Spain are closing down, how every sport in our country is suspending play, basically stopping operations, and free agency is going to go on. Now, I know it's not a sporting event, but their argument is, guess what? Teams are now going to have to get private planes, which include pilots in the air, to fly free agents to buildings. And if those free agents are going to sign with those teams, they're going to want to take physicals, because before they invest millions of dollars into a player, they're going to want to send him to a local hospital, which means that they're going to have to take some of the people away from the people that really need hospital workers and help. And they're going to have to perform MRIs on these players so they can sign millions of dollars of contracts at a time where our economy is tanking. And so they don't understand how the NFLPA could allow this to happen. And I had a number of officials say, how could Roger Goodell not step in and stop this from happening?
Program, Felger and Maserati, presented by DraftKings. Coming from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Dorchester at the Beasley Media Group. It's a re-entry Monday, presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Fully loaded program. Maz, Murray, Felger, how you guys doing?
Good.
You?
Hanging in there?
Trying.
Okay, so that Adam Schefter cut is how I want to start. And that is basically, should we be doing what we're going to do today, which is an NFL free agency Tom Brady show? Should we be doing what we're doing? Should the league be doing what they're doing? And should we be doing what we're doing? Your thoughts?
My answer is yes. I think people need some sort of normalcy to their lives at the moment. I know I do. And I think that if you can conduct business without putting 25 people in a room, as the NFL can at this particular point in time, then you should go ahead and do it. And in the cut that we played, and I know that we were wiping down, so it was, what, a minute or two ago at this stage. But I'll tell you that I don't think I've ever heard Adam Schefter sound like more of a bobo than he sounded like in that cut. Just my two cents. Owners have to pay for private planes if they want to give guys physicals? Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's too bad. Really? Oh, that you mean they're not going to make quite as much money as they did before?
You mean that those guys actually have to also face the harsh economic reality of what's going on? Oh, wah.
I mean, really? Like, I heard right. that. And said, are you kidding me with this? Like, what? You know, that's the reason? So the owners don't have to put guys on planes? I thought he sounded like a complete bobo. So, again, me, my two cents. I think people right now, many of us, are scraping for things to do and distract ourselves with. And so if NFL free agency is off and running, then I'm all in favor of it.
Yeah, the same. I think people are desperate to escape the reality of whatever the hell this new reality is. And especially sports fans, I'll tell you. You know, I've spent far too much time on Twitter. It's probably not good for my mental health or anyone else's. But sports fans are real desperate right now. You got people putting up like, you know, old game, like video game tournaments and people watching that. Yesterday on my walk, just to get the hell out of the house, I found myself after I was coming back from the gym, stopping and watching like six strangers play soccer. Like, you just need something to take your mind off whatever the hell is going on.
Did you bet it?
No, I wish I could have. If I could have, I would have.
If so, I were there, Murray, I would have bet it with you.
So, sorry, not sorry to Nana Florio, who has just been pounding the drum over the weekend, and he blooded me back last night, which I kind of thought was funny. He has just been trying to drive this home. This will be a horrible look for the league. They have to push this back. I'm sorry, the show has to go on here. So the guys get on private planes, but you're not having groups of people around. You're not playing games. You're not hosting an audience. Business can go on in this situation, and I'm glad that it is.
Yeah. I mean, sorry. I really do. I feel like in some ways the league's providing a service that people need right now. I'd go so far as to tilt in the opposite direction. I think people need something to get their minds off of just the chaos that is currently enveloping the globe. So if this I found myself on Twitter today just following the NFL stuff because I'm interested in it. And it took my eyes off of CNN or whatever other news channel I was bouncing back and forth from because I wanted some sense of normalcy in my operation. I think most people do.
Right. Rather than horrible news every 10 minutes, it's like, oh, this will look fun news. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me that hit of a little bit of just a little bit of escapism, please. Oh, as an NFL fan, the one sport I really care about the most, having this go on, it's helped me kind of, you know, it's helped numb the pain, really.
Okay, so I agree that they should be doing it as well for a couple different reasons. One is, I just don't want the owners to get anything they want. I don't trust them. What, you're telling me the owners want to push us back because of the optics? Really? Do I trust them there? Or is there an economic reason that they would want it? Is there an economic reason that the players want it? And so if it's, which is why I think they're all still grappling over, which is the bottom line, I'll side with the players. And if the players want to keep going, and again, that's been the reporting, and I know Adam Schefter said that, right, that the league requested of the players.
Correct. I just think that's the owners trying to pin it on the players.
Exactly. But. Exactly. And I don't trust the owners there. I don't trust them. I don't trust you guys. Spalding, I don't trust you. And I think that if there's an economic benefit to the owners pushing it back or an economic detriment to the players having to wait, I'm going to side with the players because I don't trust the owners. I do not trust them. So I don't want the players to give in to them on anything because they give in to them enough. Okay. And so that's just sort of like, I don't start there, but that's part of it. The other part is this, that I think it's important we keep working. I think it's important, everyone, if you can work and work safely, work. I think that's important because right now what we're suffering is an economic crisis, right? And hopefully that's all it is. And when I say that, you know, I understand what I mean there. We are almost intentionally bringing on an economic crisis to try and stave off a health crisis, right? And so we're taking this hit economically so we don't have a health crisis as well. So what we're suffering right now is an economic crisis. So at this time, and hopefully that's all that it is. So the best thing you can do there is to work if you can work. and buy if you can buy and support your local businesses if you can, but work. And I know the NFL is different and the optics are bad with these multi-million dollar contracts and all of that. But ultimately, if you can work, work. And the NFL can work, right? They can.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting any argument from me. Again, to me, this all is about sort of maintaining what structure you can maintain in this thing. And that includes, as you said, work.
I mean, just driving in, I'm heartened. And I consider a little bit of a good news when I see construction sites and guys working
right.
construction or, you know, the trucks and the trade guys are still out for the most part. Like, you know, this isn't an excuse to stop working. And if you can't work because of your environment and the social distancing and all of that, then you can't. But if you can, we should. To try and keep the gears going as much as possible. And I know the NFL is a whole different case, but I just sort of think of it like that. I do. If you can work, you should work. And if you can conduct business, you should conduct business. Because in the immediate, right now, it's an economic crisis. And hopefully that staves off the health crisis. And as Adam Schefter said there, the Players Association thought that, well, who's to say that in 3, 4, 5 weeks it's not worse? Which is an excellent point. I mean, the way the guidelines keep coming down from the CDC leads you to believe they're onto something that we're not totally clued into yet, and it's going to get worse because the guidelines keep stiffening, right? They keep getting stricter and stricter.
No question.
So what? It's bad optics now. How about in a month when it's really bad? How about in a month or 6 weeks, and hopefully it doesn't get to this point? But I agree with that logic, too. Maybe now is actually a tiny little window.
Well, maybe that's what the players are worried about, that, you know, when you say the economics of it, that somehow, some way, if markets continue to tank and things get really bad, that somehow it'll curb spending. And so I don't blame them. I just think that at the moment, there's no reason for NFL free agency to not exist. Not practically. You can tell me perception-wise that
yes.
it's bad.
Well,
PR-wise,
okay.
it's bad.
Well, Schefter said something about you having to fly guys in for physicals and diverting medical attention away from the hospitals that really need it right now.
I don't buy it.
I think it's overstated.
Yeah,
of course
it is.
Okay, so look, we're not yet at the point, and, you know, God forbid we ever get there, but we're not there yet where every bed is taken and every doctor is taken, and we're not there yet. We're incurring the economic crisis to stave that off, correct? So we're not there yet. So this is what I'm talking about. Maybe there's that window there to actually do it now. Furthermore, why do you know, most day one free agents don't get physicals. They're signed over the phone. And it's agreed to before. There was no physical with Stephon Gilmore. 401 hit and he was signed.
The other thing is,
let me finish. Like, you don't have to take an emergency room doctor away from the emergency room to give someone an MRI. Most of these teams have their own. Were you just going to say that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, exactly. No, you keep going.
Yeah, I mean, most of these teams have their own, you know, not just medical staff, but sort of,
the picture that Schefter paints there is just a false narrative. These teams have their doctors. You're not taking someone away from. And it's in an ICU, you're trying to save their life.
And not just that, but, you know, at Foxborough, don't they have an imaging center right there at Foxborough?
Yeah. Yes, like the idea that somehow every single medical resource on the planet is now going to be out in the streets treating coronavirus patients, I think is wrong. I mean, in a perfect world, I guess that's, you know, hopefully it'll never get to that, right?
And maybe at some point in the next couple of weeks it will, but we're not there.
No.
And oh, by the way, the imaging centers that these teams use are sometimes right there on site. They're just orthopedics, and I don't want to say just, but they're orthopedic surgeons. And you're not taking emergency room personnel out of emergency rooms to take a picture of someone's knee.
Oh, my gosh. I told you, when I heard Schefter go off on this thing, I said, you've got to be kidding me. Like, because, again, I respect Schefter as an NFL reporter. But I felt like hearing him on this particular topic was him just carrying the water of NFL owners. I got a little offended by it, frankly. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. A lot of people don't just want this. I think right now they need it. I do. I think they need it. I think they need the distraction. You know, we all have concerns about this thing. And so any level of normalcy that we can maintain, any way we can cling to our structure and our existing lives, I think is important.
So, and if you can work, you should work. And so we're going to work today. Brady and NFL free agency. From one apocalypse to the other, Tom Brady, is he leaving the Patriots? Read the tea leaves today. Read the tea leaves. The players that have been signed, the reports that have been made. We'll get you updated on all of it. Do you think he's coming? Do you think he's going? What do you think is happening with Tom Brady? That, the latest, and your thoughts right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
The big news to me, all right? The 49ers are out on Tom Brady. That is not going to happen. In my understanding, it was Tom Brady's number one choice was to go to San Francisco and be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know what happened, but something happened in the last few days to my understanding, to find out that the 49ers are out on Tom Brady and they will be standing pat with Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback. I think it is down to this, from everything I've heard, it's down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New England Patriots. All right. And I don't think that the New England Patriots are going to be willing to give Tom Brady $30 million a year type of money. As we know, Bill Belichick, he drives a hard bargain. He treats it like a business, no matter who it is, even if it's the GOAT. He's not going to just give him free money. So between Tampa Bay, who I would bet is willing to spend bigger money on Tom Brady and maybe give him $30 million a year, as opposed to New England, who is probably going to offer him something in the $20 million range. And we can't forget that Brady is going to cost $13 million against the salary cap, whether he's on the team or not, for the New England Patriots this year. So that's why they want to find a manageable number. But that's where it stands as I know it right now. It's Tampa Bay or New England for Tom Brady. And if I had a pick or guess, I think ultimately he'll end up back with the New England Patriots for a very favorable contract like he's always done, so they can sign more players and make maybe one more run at this thing to where Brady could get 7 Super Bowl rings.
Okay, so that's Chris Sims yesterday. That reporting seems to be holding up. Okay, so I want your thoughts on the tea leaves. Tannehill back to Tennessee. Niners say they're out on Brady, in on Garoppolo. Cousins back to Minnesota. He still had a year to go, but he extended for 2 more years back to Minnesota. Reporting says, some of the dark horse teams, Denver, not in on Brady. Dallas franchises Dak Prescott. Okay, I think I've covered that all quarterback-wise. You tell me, what are your thoughts?
Okay, the only one that you left out that I've seen on Twitter is that the Bears are now engaged with Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
Okay, so that would make Trubisky the backup in Chicago. But that Tampa also still wants Bridgewater, just as a point of note. As it pertains to Brady and his market, I start here. I think Cousins, Garoppolo, Brady are all related in that San Francisco's move in all probability would have been let Garoppolo go, bridge the gap, and then bring in Cousins because of Shanahan's affection or affinity for Kirk Cousins when they were together in Washington. So what I think is that the Niners learned that Cousins was going to go back to the Vikings and said, we're not going to let Garoppolo go and bring in Brady for a year or two and then not have anywhere to turn. And that took both teams out of the running. You know, if you counted Minnesota, that took San Francisco out of the running for Brady.
Boo.
That's my opinion.
Okay, so there's two ways to look at this. Either Brady's market did not include these teams, or these teams went in another direction because Brady's already signed, sealed, and delivered to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean here. I mean, if Tennessee came to learn that Brady's just going to Tampa, or Brady's just going to Vegas, or Brady's already got a deal on the table with the Chargers, then Tennessee turned to Tannehill. And then the Niners said, okay, we'll continue with Garoppolo. And then the Vikings said, we'll re-sign Cousins.
Sure.
Right? So the domino could fall that way.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It feels like it's the other way. It feels like Tennessee was always in on Tannehill first. It feels like the Niners are, you know, doing the thing you said. Feels like, you know, these teams really do want Kirk Cousins instead of Tom Brady, et cetera, et cetera. So it feels like that market's not there. But if it is just Tampa and New England, and Tom Brady's considering a massive offer from Tampa and New England, have you changed your mind, Maz, that you'd be okay with Brady going to Tampa?
Oh, no, I told you that if it comes to that, of course I'd like to see him go to Tampa. I'd like to think he had somewhere better to go. If he comes back here at, call it, 15 to 20 million, as we have been theorizing.
And that's probably high.
I told you, if it's Tampa, New England, and I'm Brady, I retire.
No, you go to Tampa, but you don't come back here. You can't come back here after how Bill has handled this thing.
I mean,
and play for pennies on the dollar, throw into some stone-handed a-hole that you hate anyway.
That I agree with. I still think, if you ask me today, I still think he's going to the Chargers.
I'm still holding out for mystery team. I'm still holding out for
right.
mystery team.
I just want to see, like, Colts. You know, all of a sudden, like, Colts have signed Tom Brady. Like, oh, like, please, give me something like that.
Right. Because I, you know, Tampa's unsavory too, Maz. But if the option is Tampa or more of the same here, give me Tampa.
Well, sure, for our purposes, absolutely.
And for his. I hope for him that he goes and gets what he wants and screw the Patriots, screw the owner. You know what I mean? Like, go do your thing, man.
So my only point is, and again, not to play this game of tennis back and forth, don't you think it'd be sad if Tampa was the only place Tom Brady could go to?
Disgusting.
Wouldn't that be sad?
I find it gross.
Tampa freaking Bay.
I find it gross.
It would once again speak to the idiocy in this league.
Oh, my God. I'd rather have Tannehill at, you know, $62 million guaranteed, $91 over the first 3 years if he stays healthy, $29.5 million a year for that tomato can? You've got to be kidding me.
Right, what's that old saying? Those that forget history are doomed to repeat it. Like, the Titans are idiots. Enjoy mediocrity, you fools.
Cousins for another 2 more years guaranteed at 33 each?
Like, what are you doing?
Like, what?
You had a chance to get out next year.
What is this accepting mediocrity?
I don't know. I have no idea, really. And this is part of the reason, though, I think that the market for Brady might not be as great as we thought or many thought. And it doesn't have to be great. But I think that the human instinct, and we learned this from talking to fans of the Giants, why would we want him? He's old. I think that's the way people lean. Instinctively, that's the way they lean. And so I hear that and say, good God. And in retrospect, I think Brady and Vrabel were giving people the big yank with that FaceTiming session at the basketball game. Tell me that wasn't a dead giveaway. Because who benefited from it in retrospect? Brady's market looks like it's drying up. So Tennessee clearly wasn't a real suitor. And again, I'm assuming the dominoes are falling one way versus the other.
You got it.
And meanwhile, did Tennessee save on Tannehill?
Ugh.
$30 million a year, 29 and change? Did messing around with Tom Brady save them any money?
Doesn't feel like they got good leverage on him.
I mean, I feel that Brady and Vrabel did. They gave everybody the big yank, and neither one benefited from it.
Stu, what are you hearing?
I don't think Brady wants to go to Tampa, but I think if the contract is, say, 4 years and 140, 100 guaranteed, I think he'd go.
What? Okay, continue.
It's exaggerated for purpose. Yeah. I don't think he wants to go to the Chargers. I don't think he wants to come back here.
You don't think he wants to come back here, but you don't think he wants to go to the Chargers either?
Correct.
I'd take the Chargers if I were Brady. I think there's benefit for him in Los Angeles. And so, again, now I'm assuming 2 years.
The football's a better fit in Tampa. The football's a better fit.
It's Tampa.
Well, they have a better coach. Yeah, they have a better coach.
And I don't know. Brady respects Aarons, and Aarons would give him the keys to run his offense.
So that's what I mean. I don't know if Aarons is a better coach than Lynn. I mean, let's call him equal. They're both in that vast middle of crap.
My understanding, he doesn't like Lynn.
Aarons is a good offensive coach.
Aarons is an offensive guy, a quarterback guy who's worked with Peyton Manning and worked with Kurt Warner and worked with Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So given the choice of two mediocre coaches, I'll take that guy. I think that on top of almost anything else, you know, sort of points to Tampa, where there is an offensive-minded head coach with the aptitude to switch to Brady's thing. Lynn's a defensive guy who probably would just turn it over to his OC, who I don't even know who that is. And in Tampa, it would be more of a partnership with the coach and the quarterback, and I think that's a better football fit for Brady. You just have to get over Mons Venus and freaking how disgusting Clearwater is in that whole armpit of the country.
Colon.
You just got to get over that.
America's colon.
Okay.
I just wonder if Brady's market is because of what Brady wants. That would be my question.
Say that again.
Brady's market isn't what it is because Brady's ask is too much. So it's 4 years at X. That's what I wonder. That would be my question.
Brady's asking for 4 years?
That's what I think.
Which means he knows he's going to get two.
Okay, or he wants three. But
yeah, to a piece of information I was given last week about back in August, he asked the Patriots and Bill for 4 years, and Bill gave him the finger.
I'm telling you, the more I think about it, if I'm Brady, I go to the Chargers and I tell them to fire Anthony Lynn and I'll bring Josh McDaniels with me.
Read the tea leaves. Josh. Is Brady, okay, there's That's that. Strong. Is Brady staying or is he going? What is it telling you?
But they haven't talked in months.
What are the, so they still haven't spoken?
That's what I've seen.
Nerd. They haven't spoken. They haven't even spoken today. Okay, so what do you folks think? I promise, to your calls after Murray's update. The latest in NFL, it's not even free agency, it's just tampering, but there's, oh my God, major trade across the NFL, major breaking news across the NFL. Here's a synopsis with Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Felger and Maz, your reaction to the events of NFL free agency so far and what that means for Tom Brady. Promise your phones. Here they are. Darren in Connecticut. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm a huge fan. So first time, long time for me. Listening to you guys talking about the Titans last few months has been amazing. But I just want to talk about the deal with the Titans and Tannehill, and honestly, I'm devastated. I was really hoping for Brady, and it's just unfortunate.
Okay, you're a Titans fan. At least there's, I wonder how they're reacting in Tennessee, the fans. You had a chance for Tom Brady. He would have gone there. Or what do you have, Jimmy? What did you just tell me off the air? I'm not sure you said it on the air. Maybe you did. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Which piece of information? There's so much.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, I think G was out on.
And that would make sense.
And that's why they said no. So, with Tennessee and maybe some of these other places.
But I know Brady I believe that Brady wanted to go there to stick it to the Patriots.
Yeah. So, like, did the Titans going to Tannehill start with Brady saying no or going somewhere else? Or did it start with we really want Tannehill and the Brady thing was just trying to leverage Tannehill and was just screwing around?
That's what I think. Okay, I think Brady and Vrabel were we're buddies, we'll both use each other and try to get something out of it.
What is wrong with Mike Vrabel then? If he was standing here, I'd say what crawled into your head, dude? Seriously, what is the matter with you? Because I guarantee you, Mike, in 2 years you're looking for a new quarterback anyway. You're looking for, because you're going to find out in short order what Ryan Tannehill is.
Maybe sooner.
And you got him on a nice little contract run. But what makes you think that's going to work long term at $30 million a year? Freaking nuts. So you have Brady for 2 years or Tannehill for 2 years? Tannehill ain't going to make it to year three. I know you're saying like week three. I'm telling you, inside, they're going to have to play him no matter how bad he sucks to justify the money. But inside of 2 years, you are going to be back in the quarterback market.
No question.
And you could have been back in the quarterback market after 2 years of Tom Brady. You freaking idiot.
I mean, imagine thinking you didn't catch lightning in a bottle with that guy last year. And I know it's not apples to apples, but like it's like the Broncos signing Flacco last year. And then he gets there and he breaks down after a few weeks and you realize, oh, right, it's Joe Flacco. He had one really good year. That's it. Tannehill had one really good year. That's it. You're never going to see that again.
Get out while you're ahead. My goodness. Alex and Worcester, go.
I got something for everybody. First, the Bankroll Boys. If you guys are, I got an itchy scratch, the Iditarod race in Alaska.
Hey, Alex, can I just get your Brady point, please, if you don't mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So there's two ways to look at the timing of the free agency, and I want you guys' opinion on this. One is the league being buried because of the virus completely, or two, are there more eyes on him? Because typically when there's a big, news story going on, when a player has free agency or there's a big trade going on, sometimes, the lead's buried. So
okay, I got to let you go. I don't totally understand the point. How does a coronavirus factor into the Brady free agency?
I have no idea. That guy lost me from the second he opened his mouth.
Okay, so but does it? Is Brady, you know.
Well, I said last week, sorry to cut you off, I think that if I was in Tom Brady's shoes and now this has, you know, enveloped the world and you feel like, we all know that, you know, life's not very long anyway. I say to myself, I'm not going back to a situation where I wasn't really that happy. I have a few years left in this league. I want to enjoy myself. I'm not going back to work under that taskmaster. I'm going to play somewhere else.
So, again, Murray's saying life's too short. I'm not going to be miserable. The coronavirus tells me this. Life is fragile. I'm going to go have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go where I want to go. That's one way to look at it. Would he be reticent because the optics are bad? Because it's the coronavirus? And, you know, we have all bigger worries and bigger issues on our plate. Would he be worried about the optics of signing a big free agent deal somewhere else? I say no, because I think Brady, on top of everything else, is a capitalist. I think Brady is a capitalist before he's a humanitarian. And I still think he has some humanitarian instincts, but I think he's a capitalist. And so I would say no. How would the people feel? Email of the day. Sarah from Wellesley texted in. Would be weird if you left now in the middle of Corona. No one cares about celebrities now. Neither does the virus. He should stick around and make his own community proud. Would understand if he went to the 49ers, close to his real family, but not Tampa. So do you think fans look at it like that? How could you leave us now?
No.
You don't think fans would look at it that way?
Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't. I mean, and I'm the wrong person to ask. But what? So the rest of the league can conduct its business, but Tom Brady can't? Like, he's supposed to be held to a higher standard?
I'm just telling you.
I know. I just look at it and say, he didn't make the rules. He's just playing by them. So if I'm Brady, I say, well, look, this is, you know, again, to me, there's a way to do that in an Instagram post. Hi, all. These are tough times. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Unfortunately, I had to, you know, agree to terms during this period. The rules are what they are. I appreciate New England. Hope you're all well.
Yeah, so let me answer my own facilitation. If you hold that against him, shame on you. Shame on you.
Thank you, but I do think that there is a segment of Patriots fans that do feel that way. Like, this is a time where it's supposed to be about community and family and coming together, and you're going to leave us?
Right.
And don't hold that against them.
Please.
Come on. It's a business decision.
Yeah, blame that on Belichick.
That's selfish. Right. Put that on the Patriots. He'd stay if you gave him the right contract. So who are you blaming there? That's a classic case right there. You boo the free agent that comes back. No. Boo the team that wouldn't pay him. That's what you do.
Totally. I don't hold Brady to that at all. And again, I don't think fans should either. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. So the league elects to go on ahead with free agency, and Tom Brady's going to say, you know what? I'm actually going to sit out. I'm not going to partake in the free agent market. Let everybody spend their money and then get nothing. How does that make sense?
Yeah. See, and also, just as you know, as we let off, I think the players are right to go ahead with free agency now. I don't hold it against the players if the reporting's even right that the owners wanted to put back free agency because the optics of it, and the players said, no, we want to go ahead. Those greedy players, really, like the owners, what's their motivation? So I have no problem with the players saying no to it, you know, whatsoever. This might actually, ironically, be a better time than a couple weeks from now.
You want an update?
Do I want a button? Should we hit a button of some kind?
I think we should
hit a button.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From our very own local Mike Giardi of NFL Network, who just tweeted, I am told the Tampa Bay Bucks have made the intentions to Tom Brady loud and clear.
And that's it.
That's it.
I'll take it.
I'll interpret it.
Go ahead.
That's money. They offered him the biggest contract in NFL quarterback real money history.
Oh, please go.
Maybe on an AAV basis or whatever, right? I mean, his age has got to factor in terms of the length of the deal. But they got to knock him over. If you're Tampa, you've got to knock him over. Otherwise, why would he go to you? You're Tampa.
$86 million is the real number that they would have to be, because that's Kirk Cousins' real money offer, right?
So they can put a number to it. They can say 87, 90, whatever, yeah. You know.
100.
To beat Kirk Cousins, 100. Let's make it an even 100, Brady. 3 years, guaranteed, 100. They could do that. And then they could also say, that's our offer right now. If anyone beats that, come back to us and we'll beat it by 5%, 10%, whatever. You know, they could also do that.
Sure, yeah, no matter what it is. They could also approach it the other way. You know, you get 48 hours or you get 72 hours. And if you don't accept it, we're moving in another direction. Which to me is, you know, if you're a team and you have any self-respect whatsoever, that's what you do. Because you don't want the guy to yank you around either.
Meanwhile, Belichick's saying, 1 year, 14, and we have that dead money thing, Tom. And, oh, by the way, here's my ass. And let's see if Brady stays. He still might stay.
Yeah, they don't want him. The Patriots, deep down, they don't want him.
Long commercial-free segment is next with your reaction.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Again, we're in the middle of March. We're about to embark upon free agency. And Tom Brady does not have anything close to a deal in New England yet. Now, I know people think, oh, he's going back to New England. What makes them think that? Why would they think that now, when this has been going on since he put the motion into place where basically he voided the contract? There haven't been any substantial contract negotiations. There hasn't been anything that resembles a deal. Why do people think now that all of a sudden, at the 24th hour, something's going to get done that hasn't gotten done in previous weeks and months? I don't understand that. And all these teams now that have been laying in wake, all are going to have their crack and chance at Tom Brady. And I know he's going to be 43, and I know he's not as young as he used to be, but he's still the greatest quarterback of all time. And other teams, for the first time in his career, are going to be allowed to talk to him and try to persuade him from leaving New England. And I think there's a real chance that somebody's going to be able to do that.
Well, here we are. Brady's agent is free to talk to other teams. He's free to sign in two more days. Still not close to a deal with New England. Still not even talking, from what we understand. And yet there's so many people out there who think, oh, he's coming back. Tannehill's going back to Tennessee. Garoppolo's not leaving San Francisco. Cousin just re-signs. They franchise Dak Prescott. The Bears are in on Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater. Tampa's still in on Teddy Bridgewater. There's nowhere for Brady to go. He has no market. He's coming back. So many people think that. Experts think that. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN tweeted out last night, the vast, vast majority of NFL executives believe Tom Brady's going back to New England. Yet there are Schefter, Mike Giardi, Tom Curran believe strongly this is it. He's leaving. You just heard Adam Schefter, his tone. The odds in Vegas have changed. I don't know what casino this is.
It's just an online sports book, I believe.
It's okay. Bet Online. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Bet Online. Odds on favorite to land Tom Brady. Currently, Buccaneers -150.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots +110. So it's, you know, close to a pick. But that's the first time anyone has been ahead of the Patriots on the board. It's the first time the Patriots haven't been a, you know, prohibitive favorite.
Correct.
You know? So, like, well, they're hearing something. So, like, it's still fascinating. We're, you know, just over 48 hours away, and no one knows.
I know it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And so I still think the Chargers are in play. I always go back to my initial instincts. And everyone's initial instincts, not just mine, but the gut initially was L.A. changing, moving into a new stadium, losing its quarterback. L.A. And for Brady, from a business standpoint, makes all the sense in the world. The only thing is it might be a little bit of a longer flight for G to get home, and he'll be farther away from his son, right? His son with Bridget.
Yep.
So, though I'm not telling you those are insignificant hurdles. You know, and Anthony Lynn is an obstacle. But I still think L.A. makes the most sense.
Karin writes, yesterday, in trying times, the end seems near. Says the end seems near. A swell of reporters has poo-pooed league-wide interest as a Brady camp ploy to create urgency for the Patriots. Kern writes, that would only make sense if at this point returning to the Patriots was Brady's preference. Right? It's like, oh, Brady's just making this up because he's trying to leverage the Patriots. Well, that assumes he wants to come back. What if he doesn't want to come back?
Exactly.
As Kern says, it seems doubtful. Meaning, it seems doubtful he wants to come back. He says foot dragging by head coach Bill Belichick in starting negotiations sent the same message Brady has been receiving since 2017. Belichick is ambivalent about keeping Brady around. an unproductive phone call 2 weeks ago during which Brady was reportedly told he'd be paid less than he was in 2019, and if he stayed, there would be no multi-year deal. That didn't help either. And last week's intimations through ESPN reporter Field Yates that framed Brady as unwilling to commit to the Patriots and challenged his side to explain their demands weren't quite an olive branch. So, you know, this has been building for 2 years, and the events of the last week have not brought them closer together, is Curran's point. He says Brady would have needed a radical change to stay, and that hasn't happened, not by a far sight. So it's great. You know, the divergent opinions, they remain. They remain. And I wonder, are the Titans committing to Tannehill because they know Brady's out, he's going somewhere else? Or were they always in on Tannehill and Brady was just a fake, you know, a fake pursuit? I think both could be true. Evan and Braintree, your thoughts?
Hi, guys. Hey, first of all, thanks for being on. We need a distraction. I love Tannehill, the signing, and I love that Garoppolo's staying. I think you guys have honestly dismissed what they did. Tannehill went to the conference championship. Garoppolo had him in the game in the fourth quarter. I get it. They're pieces of a bigger pie, but I think if Brady goes to Tampa Bay, then the bar should be, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, I hope you hold him to that same bar. That's all I'm going to say. Thanks.
If Brady doesn't win a Super Bowl, that's not the bar. I mean, no, that's not the bar. If he, I mean, what if he gets him to the Super Bowl or gets him to the NFC Championship game and throws for 350 yards, but they lose because their defense sucks? Like, I mean, there's just too many variables there. Well, we can say generically whether he has success there or not. And I don't think a Super Bowl is the definition of that. If he's successful, we'll say one thing. If he's not, we'll say one thing. Same thing with Belichick here. The thing about, you know, I don't treat the Tannehill and Garoppolo decisions as the same, because I still think Garoppolo has ceiling. Garoppolo has room to grow. I think Garoppolo has more of a future. I think you saw Tannehill's ceiling last year. That's it. There's nowhere to go for Ryan Tannehill but down. Garoppolo still has a chance. And so I do treat those differently. I'm sorry.
I mean, the games played are astronomically different. Jimmy G doesn't even have 2 full years in the league yet in terms of game experience.
And he's coming off an ACL. Like, there's some variables there. Ryan Tannehill is Ryan Tannehill. What do you think you're going to get out of him the next 2-3 years?
I was floored. I shouldn't say I was floored when I saw this, because that's not right either. I mean, given the rumors, I thought that I started to feel last week that Vrabel and Brady were using each other to jerk everyone else around. And that now that's how I believe it went, that, you know, Vrabel, he told Vrabel up front, listen, G doesn't want to come there. Vrabel said, that's all right. I'll FaceTime you when you're at the Syracuse game and we can yank everybody that way. Right? And so, because the GM in Tennessee is a former Belichick.
John Robinson, yep.
So again, maybe they're looking at it, and Robinson's saying, no, that's good for us too, actually. Do that, because then I can leverage Tannehill.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you said earlier, boy, did that work. Not.
Neither one of them benefited.
If Tannehill stays healthy, the third year is only guaranteed, not guaranteed against injury. In other words, if Tannehill's healthy, that's a 3-year, $90-plus million deal for Ryan freaking Tannehill.
I mean, if Tennessee had gotten him for $20 million a year,
right,
given what the market is for quarterbacks, that's a pretty good deal.
Right. Then you say, okay, you know, the leveraging of Brady worked against Tannehill.
Right. He's in the middle of the pack, and Tannehill was talking, you know, $35 million or whatever, and they said no, and he ended up at $20. Great. Then it worked. It didn't. They paid $30 million a year for Ryan freaking Tannehill.
Okay, folks, we understand there's bigger issues at foot in the world, and here in Boston, we're going to give you a sports show today. Because there is plenty to talk about. So that's what we're doing today. Hope you understand. And you can follow along. There's been a ton of news across the league. We'll get you updated right here with Murray on the very latest. There's a big trade percolating across the league as well. Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal has been telling us for weeks the Patriots are expected to make a move, a trade before free agency that could change the landscape on Tom Brady. Could they be involved in this? We'll pick up on that with the very latest here in Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials, and we're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.